Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's 6:30 p.m. on December 5th, 1945, 60 miles off the coast of Florida. As rain batters his Avenger torpedo bomber, U.S. Navy pilot Lieutenant Charles Taylor stares at his navigation equipment in confusion. The compass spins wildly, the fuel gauge drops lower and lower, and he can't see anything familiar out the window. Lieutenant Taylor is completely lost. Just over 3 hours ago, Taylor took command of Flight 19, a five-plane training mission out of Fort Lauderdale. It was supposed to be a routine three-hour flight in mild weather, but it's turned out to be anything but. A clap of thunder shakes the aircraft. Lieutenant Taylor peers out the window again. He can see the four other planes he's flying with, but little else. He attempts to reach his base on radio again. He last had contact 30 minutes ago, but now all Lieutenant Taylor can pick up is high-pitched static. While Lieutenant Taylor can't hear his base over the radio, he can hear the voices of the other four pilots. Part of him wishes he couldn't, though. He knows they don't trust him. But Lieutenant Taylor is sure he can guide them all back to base. He's convinced that if they continue on their heading just a little longer, they're sure to see land. But then the needle on his fuel gauge hits zero, and his torpedo bomber's engine begins to sputter. Lieutenant Taylor tells his crew to brace for impact before giving one last order over the radio to the other pilots. When the first plane hits the water, the rest should ditch in the ocean with it. If they're going down, they should go down together. Despite the launch of a large-scale rescue mission, Lieutenant Charles Taylor and the other aviators of Flight 19 will never be heard from again. The loss of the five bombers will become more than just a tragedy, though. It will be the beginning of a mystery that will endure for decades. The Bermuda Triangle will be the subject of fevered speculation and countless conspiracy theories after experts find it impossible to fully explain what happened to Flight 19 and its doomed crew on December 5th, 1945. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is December 5th, 1945. Flight 19 disappears in the Bermuda Triangle. It's just after 1 p.m. at Fort Lauderdale Navy Base in Florida, 5 hours before the last contact with Flight 19. Lieutenant Charles Taylor glances at his watch as he hurries toward the briefing room. He exchanges greetings with a few airmen walking the other way, but then Lieutenant Taylor pauses in confusion. He's sure he's already passed these buildings, and in the distance he even recognizes the barracks he just left. Somehow, Lieutenant Taylor has ended up walking in a circle, coming back to where he started. With another panic glance at his watch, he turns around and breaks into a jog, realizing he's going to be late. A few minutes later, Lieutenant Taylor bursts through the door of the briefing room, apologizing profusely. 15 unimpressed faces stare back at him, including that of his superior officer, who coldly indicates for Lieutenant Taylor to take a seat and then continues with the briefing.
2 weeks earlier, Lieutenant Taylor transferred to Fort Lauderdale with an assignment to train new pilots. With over 2,500 flight hours, Lieutenant Taylor is a well-respected and experienced pilot. He served aboard the USS Hancock, flying missions against the Japanese in World War II. But recently, something's been troubling Lieutenant Taylor. Ever since his arrival in Fort Lauderdale, he's felt somehow off. He's found it difficult to find his way around base, and he can't shake an anxious feeling that something's going to go wrong. Today, he's meant to be leading the young men in this briefing room on a training flight, but it's already got off to the worst possible start. Lieutenant Taylor's face burns as he waits for a chance to speak and explain why he's late, but when the officer finally turns to him, he doesn't have any interest in excuses. Instead, he simply informs Taylor that he'll be an airman down for this mission, as one of the trainees won't be flying today. But the mission can otherwise continue as normal. Then he hands Lieutenant Taylor the briefing notes and leaves. Taylor takes the place of the senior officer at the front of the room and outlines the day's exercise. The mission will see 5 single-engine Avenger bombers take to the skies above Florida. There should be 3 men in each plane, although one will now be crewed by just 2. Together, the 14 men will fly to a target, conduct a mock bombing run, and then return to Fort Lauderdale. Lieutenant Taylor tells the other pilots he'll fly at the back of the group to assess their skills. And then with a smile, he explains that once this flight's over, they'll all have logged enough flying hours to graduate. The trainees grin back at him, and the air of tension caused by Lieutenant Taylor's late arrival seems to lift. Still, his tardiness means that the flight takes off 30 minutes late. But once in the air, they fly the first leg in neat formation, making their way to a shallow coral reef and flying low over it as though dropping torpedoes. The weather is clear as they complete their mission objective, and over the radio, Lieutenant Taylor informs his pilots that they've done a good job, and that when they return, he'll pass on his recommendation that they pass the course with flying colors. But as the 5 aircraft set a course back home, confusion sets in. A sudden rainstorm hits, reducing visibility and forcing Lieutenant Taylor to take the lead. He tries to fly by instruments alone, but his compass begins to behave erratically, preventing him from accurately plotting his way back to base. After a while, one of the trainee pilots comes on the radio to question the direction they're going. He thinks they're off course. Lieutenant Taylor is new to the area, so he allows the pilot's opinion to change his own. He adjusts his heading, but it makes no difference. Taylor still can't spot any familiar waymarkers, and soon the other airmen in the flight are growing concerned. But Lieutenant Taylor is all too aware that he's already lost face with the men by turning up late, so he's unwilling to make things worse by admitting that he's also lost. Thanks to the baffling navigation problems they encounter, Flight 19 will soon be forced to ditch in the Atlantic Ocean. Not a trace will be left to indicate where they went down. But the 14 men in the training flight won't be the only victims of this tragedy. Soon, another plane will go down in the same area, and the legend of the Bermuda Triangle will be born.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
It's around 7 p.m. on December 5th, 1945, at Fort Lauderdale Naval Base, 5 hours after Flight 19 took off. Lieutenant Robert Cox taxis his Avenger bomber to the edge of the airfield, unbuckles his harness, and jumps out of the plane. He leaves the rest of the crew to stand down the aircraft and runs through the heavy rain to deliver an urgent report to the base's duty officer. A few hours ago, Lieutenant Cox led a group of trainee pilots on a similar mission to Flight 19's, a mock bombing run off the coast of Florida. But while he was in the air, Lieutenant Cox overheard a transmission from a pilot identifying himself as Lieutenant Charles Taylor. Lieutenant Taylor announced that his navigational equipment was down. He suspected his flight was near the Florida Keys, but didn't know how to get back to Fort Lauderdale. Keeping his cool, Lieutenant Cox offered to find him and guide them back, but Lieutenant Taylor turned him down, saying it wasn't necessary. So Lieutenant Cox advised Taylor to put the setting sun on his left and fly up the Florida coast until he spotted Miami. Then it should be easy to find his way back to Fort Lauderdale. But Lieutenant Cox's subsequent attempts to contact Flight 19 failed, so he decided to return to base and report the unusual exchange to his superiors. But the base is already on high alert. Flight 19 is late returning, and radio operators haven't heard from any of its pilots for hours. With the stormy weather making it almost impossible to communicate with planes in the air, senior officers at Fort Lauderdale are now formulating a search and rescue plan to find Flight 19 and hopefully bring the men home alive. Eager to help, Lieutenant Cox finds the duty officer and tells him about his radio conversation with Lieutenant Taylor, how he was lost, and how Cox tried to guide him to safety. The duty officer thanks Lieutenant Cox for his help, but Cox doesn't leave. And when the duty officer gives him a look, Cox reveals that there's something else. There was something off about his exchange with Lieutenant Taylor. He doesn't want to get him in trouble, but Cox thinks that Taylor was suspiciously confused. He gave the wrong call sign for his flight, and he seemed evasive when Cox offered to fly to his position and guide him back to base. So Lieutenant Cox suggests that he gets back in his plane and returns to his last heading in the hope of picking up Flight 19's signal again, but the duty officer shakes his head. There's already a plane in the air trying to make contact, and the weather's getting worse by the minute. Lieutenant Cox can only hope that Taylor followed his instructions and brings his boys home safe. So although Lieutenant Cox's Avenger remains on the ground, two PBM Mariners do take off to join the search. The Mariners are flying boats designed for coastal patrol, and they each have rescue equipment and 13 men aboard. They soon separate and fly to their designated search areas. But after 2 hours in the air, contact is suddenly lost with one of the planes. Around the same time that the PBM Mariner goes quiet, the captain of a surface vessel in the search area reports seeing a fireball plunging into the water. A U.S. Navy ship races to the spot and finds gasoline on the surface. It soon becomes clear that the search plane must have suffered a catastrophic malfunction and crashed. The other PBM Mariner returns to base alone, having found no sign of Flight 19. And by the next morning, with no more word from the vanished planes, it's clear they must have ran out of fuel and gone down in the water too. Lieutenant Robert Cox and the other Navy pilots at Fort Lauderdale will spend the next 5 days flying up and down the coast of Florida, searching for any wreckage or sign of life from the missing planes. In total, 300 ships and aircraft will be deployed to cover 300,000 square miles. They'll find nothing, and the strange loss of 6 planes will soon provoke a host of conspiracy theories. But the U.S. Navy won't entertain them, and instead they'll find a scapegoat for the disappearance of Flight 19, the man who should have led his trainees safely home, Lieutenant Charles Taylor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning of October 28, 1947, in Corpus Christi, Texas, almost 2 years after Flight 19 vanished off the coast of Florida. Catherine Taylor stands on the porch of her home, tearing open a letter that's just arrived. It's from the U.S. Navy and contains news that Catherine has been awaiting for months. Ever since her son, Lieutenant Charles Taylor, disappeared in December 1945, Catherine has been fighting for answers. She was initially told that her son's plane had been lost on a routine mission when weather worsened over the Atlantic Ocean. Then, months later, an investigation ruled that her son had suffered a mental aberration that caused Flight 19 to go down. It seemed that the Navy had concluded that her son alone was responsible for the deaths of the 14 men of Flight 19 and for the 13 rescuers who died when a search plane crashed a few hours later. But Catherine refused to accept that. In the absence of any evidence of wrongdoing, she couldn't understand how the Navy could assign blame so easily. So she sent hundreds of letters to the Navy, politicians, and the media, arguing that it was unfair to scapegoat her son this way. She even posted a $1,000 reward for any information about what happened to Flight 19. In the end, her pressure campaign paid off, and the Navy agreed to revisit the investigation. Now, as she reads the letter in her hand, Catherine's body trembles with relief. The Navy has amended its verdict, and the official judgment into the presumed ditching is now cause unknown. Thanks to Catherine's tireless work, her son, Lieutenant Charles Taylor, has been exonerated. But although Catherine is pleased that the investigation has now returned an open verdict, exactly why the five planes disappeared will still remain a mystery. Numerous theories will be suggested. Some will link the tragedy to other planes and ships that disappeared in similar circumstances, creating the legend known as the Bermuda Triangle. In this region of the Atlantic, strange things allegedly occur: alien abductions, supernatural forces, strange magnetic phenomena. All will be blamed for the disappearance of Flight 19. However, it's now thought most likely that Lieutenant Taylor's instruments malfunctioned and that the planes ditched in the ocean after running out of fuel. The PBM Mariner searching for it was then destroyed when a faulty fuel tank ignited in midair. It was coincidence and misfortune that lay behind these twin tragedies, not conspiracy or magic. But in the absence of physical evidence, the mystery of what exactly happened to Flight 19 will continue to endure long after its five planes vanished in the Bermuda Triangle on December 5, 1945. Next on History Daily, December 6, 1912, an iconic sculpture of the ancient Egyptian Queen Nefertiti is discovered beneath the sands of an abandoned city. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Gabriel Gould. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by Owen Paul Nichols, edited by Scott Reeves, managing producer Emily Burke. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No